ABC Radio Australia.
Well, time for sport, because the revamped World Rugby Sevens series passes the halfway point this weekend on the west coast of Australia in Perth. Fiji go into round four as competition leaders after securing back-to-back titles in Singapore. Fijiana also off the pace and back in seventh in the women's competition. But regardless of how well both teams are doing, there are suggestions that some Sevens followers have lost interest in a shortened series of six rounds featuring just eight teams, with no real winner at the end of it. However, the voice of rugby commentators in Fiji, Satish Narayan, who will be calling the action in Perth, says he is sure the fans back home will be following every move as the new look men's team continues to gather momentum.
I think the Fijians have done the hard work in the off-season. They were good in Dubai and Cape Town, two third places, and coming through to Singapore last week. Just the way they fought in those games against the top sides, beating South Africa in that final pool game in Golden Point, coming from behind to beat New Zealand in the semi-final, and then fighting two tries down in the final to defeat France. That speaks volume about the character of the team and the grit and the determination. And I think head coach Osea Colin Nisau has done a fantastic job with this bunch of boys, and they are the most consistent side on the series so far.
They line up this time against South Africa, Spain, Argentina. It seems to me that in pool play, in this truncated competition with just eight teams, it doesn't really matter who's in your pool. There are no easy games, to use that sporting cliche.
Yeah, absolutely. Every match is like a semi-final. South Africa and Fiji, they've been pooled together for the fourth tournament in a row, and so that should be a mouth-watering clash. And Argentina, a new mix in the pool for Fiji. Spain was in Fiji's pool last week in Singapore. So Argentina brings a different challenge. Argentina brings something that will need more analysis by the coaching management. And I tell you what, Perth is a favourite hunting ground for Argentina. They were very good last year. So first up, Fiji will have a very tough encounter. And Spain, they've been improving. And South Africa, you know, they are heavyweights.
So the men going pretty well. Fijiana looked to be struggling a little bit. That they started off okay in Dubai. They picked up 14 points, finished fifth in that tournament, but then only 8 points in Cape Town, 10 points last week in Singapore. It seems to me they just need to step up a notch.
They are getting there in some of the processes, and some of the finer points just on the edges are still rough. That's what head coach Walker said to me. He was mentioning how he, as a coach, he wants to do so much, but he has to stagger that output. He's taking it slowly, and the main focus is Los Angeles 2028.
I'll raise this point with you, and I've raised it with others already this season. It's great to see Fiji doing so well in the men's event. We'd like to see Fijiana doing better. But regardless, this competition, at the end of it, what do you get? If you're top, you're top. That's it. There's no trophy. You've not won anything. You've not won a tournament. You then go on to the final series, and you could have been bottom in one and finished top in the other.
There is a carrot of demotion from the top level. Six men's and six women's teams play in three tournaments, three stops, sevens, two. And if you are top two, you come up to the elite HSBC seven series. Other than that, every tournament, a gold medal, a silver medal, and a bronze. And at the end of it, you lift the main prize, and that's it. There are grants that goes to the teams from World Rugby for preparation and participation, but other than that, I'm not aware of anything else. But it's just the prestige, you know, like, you know, Sevens is the pulse of the nation as far as Fiji is concerned. Fiji stops when Sevens is played, you know, like I've watched some videos and reels where people are watching in the villages, in the rural areas, in the city and everywhere, and they went crazy. And I saw some of them, you know, trying to reach to the ceiling, because it was a low ceiling house, and they were banging the ceiling and banging the walls when Fiji beat France. They were overjoyed. Sevens brings joy to Fijians.
So I think I know the answer to my next question, therefore. You are in no doubt that Fijians are as enthusiastic about Sevens as they ever were. Because I say that, I was having a conversation with a friend of mine here at the ABC the other day, huge rugby fan of Fijian, and she was saying, oh, I actually forgot it was on last week, because the way that World Rugby have been playing around with the competition, she felt that some people are losing interest. But based on what you've just said there, that's not your impression.
No, I don't think so. I was at the Coral Coast Sevens 2 weeks weeks before Singapore. New Zealand sent a team over there. Australia sent a team. USA sent a team. I tell you what, chock-a-block, bonkers. There was no place to sit. For us commentators, on a normal day, it'll take you 30 seconds to run from the commentary box down to the field. It took us 7-8 minutes because even the stairs, people crammed the stairs. And it was the biggest crowd that I saw at Coral Coast Sevens in years. Maybe, yes, you know, like Fijians living overseas, probably they slip off because in overseas countries, marketing for Sevens may not be like Fiji's. But I tell you, mate, in Fiji, everyone talks about Sevens. If I go out to a supermarket, people will stop me and talk Sevens. If I go out on the street or to the vegetable market, people will stop me and talk about rugby. I was in Singapore last week and blessed to be part of the World Rugby Commentary Pool team. The amount of messages I got from Fiji and Fijians all over the world, what I do, I go back and respond to everyone, a heart it or say thank you. I haven't been able to do that. My inbox is so full.
Well, will it be the talk this weekend in Fiji? That was Sevens commentator Satish Narayan talking to Richard Ewart on the line from Perth. And just to confirm, Fiji will go head-to-head against South Africa, Spain and Argentina in pool play, while Fijiana will face New Zealand, USA and Japan.